Well, welcome back to another episode of It's All Bad. I am Russian Danny.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Reno, sitting in for Keith the Rager Wager.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm Miss Elliot.
Welcome, Miss Elliot.
Miss Elliot.
Special guest tonight, Miss Elliot.
In the house.
Do you have any other stage names or other?
Oh, honey, where do we start?
Can we throw a few at the people out there?
Well, I'm sometimes known as I need a dick.
Like Anita Dick.
I need a dick. I need
Anita
a dick.
Dick. Yeah.
Sharon Cox.
Well, no, and I'm also known as Mommy Cock. Mistress of Domination.
Mommy Cock.
Confess your fucking nasty, nasty thoughts to Mommy, and then I will punish you appropriately. Yes. I have thousands Woo! Of people confessing. Trust me, honey.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Movie stars calling me up, confessing. And I thought, I want to suck a black tranny. I said, well, you're going to be beat twice for that, honey. They said, oh, I have dreams about my wife fucking me in the ass with a dildo. I'm like, you're going to be restrained. I'm going to put a ball in your mouth, and then I'm going to beat you helplessly. It was always a punishment for all their nasty thoughts.
And then they pay you?
Of course, I did it for free. Please, I don't want to get arrested.
Charity work.
So which one of you guys are single on the panel?
Or what?
Single.
Single.
Like that ever fucking mattered to me.
He's married. Yeah. You know.
I got the morals of a Eskimo. So this is going to be very interesting because y'all look very conservative.
I've been sober a long time, too, but I was a filthy motherfucker when I was getting loaded.
Elliot's been
things
sober.
Don't have to change, baby.
Elliot just got 26 years.
I'm still filthy, girl. Just because you're sober don't mean you have to stop being filthy. Can we cuss?
I'm upset.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
You say whatever the fuck.
And
you
also,
want.
Just know this: you'll get a copy first to be able to approve it. So if you want to bleep the name,
that means I ain't gonna get a copy.
Okay.
You said the show you want to put on the air.
Yeah, we're gonna put this on the air.
This may not be airable.
No, it'll be airable.
Well, it's a podcast. It's not.
Yeah, it's a podcast. Regular, yeah.
You don't know. You don't know me, honey.
This bitch is about to let it flow. Huh?
The Lord's work. Right. The Lord's work.
That's a missionary.
You know what they
of
say.
Of sorts.
Speaking of getting arrested, have you?
Yeah.
You've been arrested a few times.
Well, let's say that it was all wrong. They did it illegally. They entrapped me.
What happened? Can you tell us?
Well, I was in drag at the Queen Mary, and
on the boat.
No, the drag show. There was there used to be a drag bar out in the valley in the 80s, and I used to go there to look for strangers with money. And I'm not saying I wasn't, you know, doing illegal activity. It's just that they caught me illegally.
Got it.
The manner in which they executed the arrest was not according to the law.
Now, when you say strangers for money, were you looking for a long-term arrangement,
fact,
like sugar
no.
daddy, or were you looking for that night, boom, let's get it some cash and move on?
Well, I had one sugar daddy one time. He owned a fucking lamp company.
And, glamorous one.
Honey, he had money, and I kept asking him every time he come over, where's my fucking lamp? And he goes, well, I can't get it. Finally, he said, I can't get you a lamp because my wife counts all the inventory coming in and out. I'm like, look, bitch. I said, you will bring me a fucking lamp. I said, or else we're not going to be together. So the bitch showed up the following night with no fucking lamp. So anyway, I said, you know what? Fuck you. I said, I don't need this shit. I said, you can't even buy me a lamp. I said, well, in my future with you, it's going to be real dim. So, we got in a fight, and I actually picked up a lamp and hit him in the head with it. I said, here's your fucking lamp, motherfucker.
So the that irony,
was, a, that
the
was irony. The last sugar daddy I had.
Wow. He wouldn't just get it. What do you mean he couldn't get a lamp?
He said his wife was counting the inventory.
Did he have deep pockets, though? I mean, a lamp company.
Oh, he had
yeah,
money.
Also, hey. By the way, go to another store, yeah, buy a fucking lamp, right. And tell you it's from your store. Like, if you want, I mean, come on. I don't have much game, but I could figure that shit out. I'll just be like, they need a lamp. Oh, sorry, I can't sell you any of my lamps. Yeah. Well, I guess then it's over.
Well, when a bitch wants something, you get it for her.
Yeah.
If you're a good
Amen.
Sugar daddy.
Amen.
Right?
So did y'all ever have any sugar daddies? Y'all look like y'all could.
No.
So are you straight?
What?
Are you heterosexual?
I am.
And are you heterosexual?
Yes, I am.
And you?
You know that.
Well, it took you a long time to answer that. Is that your leg shaking under the table, oh, baby? Yeah.
The whole goddamn dais is
not
fucking
sure
lovely.
About
no,
that.
No, it's
are
weird
you?
Because a lot of my, you know, like a lot of my friends, a lot of the people that I ran around with and partied with, you know, would all like once a little bit of crystal meth gets involved in the picture, a lot of, you know, I think the term for it is heteroflexible, you know, right?
Oh, I never heard that. That's
yeah, heteroflexible. It's like you put throw a little something, you know, and they need some dope or they need some whatever, you know, and all of a sudden, what do you need me to do, you know? And it's weird because I heard I had a friend that was telling me, he's like, yeah, he's like, what, you know, I would go and I'd sell my ass and whatever. And I was like, and I was shocked and like, I, you know, I kind of thought about it for a second. And I was like, fuck, did I fuck up? You know, like, cause I never needed to, you know, like I always had some type of hustle, you know, and I've never had that experience. I never did. Like I had a guy.
Honey, you didn't get enough crystal in your ass. Because your legs would have been flying up. You would have thought you were fucking Marilyn Monroe. Crystal meth makes the straightest man gay as fuck.
Yeah, it's true.
They're not gay until they do crystal. And next thing you know, honey,
it's and, on like Donkey
then
Kong
they some, then they have shame afterwards. Well. And they're all shameful, you know. And I'm like, you know, I don't know. I only did crystal once.
It was
not my drug of choice, honey. All I did was tell my life story over about 1,000 times and sit in a closet and stare out a window. And my boyfriend kept thinking I was going to get sexually turned on. He's sitting there naked, poor dear, for a day or two because I was hot for a long time. And no, it did nothing for me sexually. I hated it. And then I got up and started cleaning and fucking everything and broke one of my fingernails. And I said, fuck this shit. Y'all can have it. Mm-mm.
What was your drug of choice?
My drug of choice was Southern Comfort. I love Southern Comfort. And boy, did it make me comfortable.
Now, wait, just Southern Comfort? That was your thing?
Well, I started out with beer, and yeah. That's not very glamorous. And then I ended up with champagne. It gave me a headache. And then I loved Southern Comfort and Coke in New Orleans. I was living in New Orleans. I was a celebrity hairdresser there and a celebrity hairdresser in Hollywood, but later on. But I was doing all the debutantes in New Orleans at the time, working in real high in hair salon. And I started drinking Southern Comfort and Coke, and I just loved it. Oh, I forget to tell you that I threw a few pills on top of it, too, back then.
All right. What kind of pills?
There we go.
Pills that make me stay up all night long and drink, honey, until I thought I was actually Donna Summer herself.
So the pill upper you were all right with, but the meth upper, not as much.
Oh, no. That crystal shit they got. The speed back in the 80s was flawless. It was pharmaceutical grade. And you popped one, and it was a smooth go up, and it was a smooth come down. Mm. Not like crystal meth, like you're on a fucking loft elevator, up, down, boom, 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 bitch. And you're nasty that, I don't know. No, I like the Black Beauties.
Yeah.
The Black Beauties. And then, you know, a Quaalude every once in a while when you were wanting to go to sleep or get raped by some woman.
Yeah, I've heard it's good for that.
That happened to me. My first Quaalude, I had a cheerleader that was after me. She's going to turn me straight. And I thought, oh, no, girl, you know, she was my client, and she was a cheerleader. And she finally invited me to her house. She said, try this Quaalude. I said, what is that? She said, you're going to love it. And next thing you know, I took the Quaalude. Next thing you know, I'm in her bed. Next thing you know, she's got her pom-poms out, and she's on top of me, fucking me, and doing cheer, and I can't move. All I see is this horny cheerleader on top of me, and I'm gay as fuck, and she's fucking me.
So, and you were it was happening.
It was happening. I was horrified. I couldn't move. Horrified. She kept doing this Arizona cheerleading, Arizona rip boom bar.
How the fuck alligator. Old was she?
She was like 21.
I was
21.
Oh, wow. All right.
And then after I came off that Quaalude, she said, I got you. I told you I'd get you. I was horrified.
Yeah, they call that rape.
Yeah.
You got date raped, drug raped.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I mean, they didn't you? I mean,
by
she
today,
gave you a
by
drug.
Today's standards, yeah. Yeah.
By today's standards, she, yeah, no, right. Not in the time. At the time, it was just like Saturday.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's true.
So can I sue her if I find her?
Yeah, let's find her. Let's go.
She's probably landed gentry down there with a fucking huge estate.
You should speak to the It's All Bad legal team. Yeah. Charlie?
Yeah, Charlie.
What do you think? One of the directors here has a law degree. Now, I don't know if that means he's licensed to practice law, but I think that, you know, we should give it a shot.
Danny, yeah. Danny and I are what you call jailhouse lawyers.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Oh, I love those jailhouse boys, honey.
We can tell you exactly what you're looking at, yeah, what kind of deal you can cut.
I used to have to give a blowjob for a bologna, extra bologna and cheese sandwich when I was in county jail. It was horrible.
That was county here in L.A.?
Yeah, County, not the new Twin Towers, honey.
Right.
They drugged me down to county jail when it was an HOJJ Hall of Justice.
That's the big...
That's the big one. They
the
had
big
the earthquake.
Tower, yeah.
They closed down because after the earthquake.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were building Twin Towers at the time, and they arrested me for prostitution. I do not understand why.
Wait, rewind it a little bit.
Was it
so
the money in the
was
dick?
This also,
what gave it away?
Was this also in the valley around the Queen
this
Mary?
This was in the valley at the Queen Mary. When
the
that
valley,
cop,
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah,
it's always happening
in the
valley.
Started in the valley. Before then, I was never arrested. Well, one other time. But. So anyway, I told that cop, he was an undercover cop, and I always make guys kiss me. So he was French kissing me in the bar. I'm like, oh, he's not a cop. He's French kissing me.
No way.
He's getting a boner in his pants. I'm saying, this isn't a cop. And he said, well, I'm going to pull my car up to the back when the bar closes and you jump in real quick. I said, perfect. And he said, I'll give you $200. And I said, that sounds good. So anyway, I'm thinking on my way out, all the queens are leaving, all the tricks are leaving the bar, and I'm thinking, there's something fishy about this guy. I just don't know. I saw him run down the alley to go get his car, and the other guys were joining him. I said, wait a minute. So the guy's joining him. And then all of a sudden, another trick pulled up right in front of the back door, and I said, I'm getting in the car with this motherfucker because I don't know this guy. I really don't know him. So I went to go open the door, and like five undercover cops flew across the car and arrested me.
Oh, man.
I said, for what? And they said, for prostitution. I said, I don't think so, honey. So anyway, they arrested the trick that I was trying to get in the car with, too.
Oh, and, shit. Okay, so he wasn't a cop.
No, but it doesn't matter. I beat that case, honey. They dropped it to trespassing a year and a half later. I fought it for a year and a half.
Oh, shit.
So I have a trespassing charge.
They reduced it to receiving swollen property.
Whatever. They weren't going to get me. I pleaded not guilty. And you know when you they
hallelujah.
Get you, when they get you in the system, you know how they do it. They're like, well, you know, if you plead guilty, we'll let you go in 5 days.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If you don't plead guilty, you're going to have to stay in here, bitch, till you rot, until we bring you in front of the jury. And we're going to put you in freezing cold, that freezing cold cell with bologna
no
and cheese sandwich and that fucking bean burrito.
Fuck, man. No, but that is like the bean burrito thing that you get when you're going to and from court is like Thanksgiving in there.
Dude,
like,
it's so good.
When you're in there, like, yeah, they give you two burritos when you come back from court. But when you're in there every day, you get like literally not enough calories to even sustain. Yeah. Like you fucking lose, you go in there strung out and you lose weight and shit. It's unbelievable how they just starve you out. It's terrible.
You get the scariyaki, my favorite.
Oh, dude, that's so crazy.
Well, when did y'all go to jail? What year was the year? I went in the 80s.
I was in there. Don't lose it. Let's come back to scariyaki because I got a good story about scariyaki.
Jail, never prison.
Jail, never prison. No.
Right. What does Keith say about the food in prison?
It's good, I heard.
He said some of it was decent?
Some of the prisons that you go to, they had farms that they like slaughter the hogs and serve that shit right there on the spot.
Okay, got it.
Like, I mean,
but jail, everybody says, was...
County
you know,
jail food is the worst.
I was one evil. Doorway. I was moments away from having that bologna sandwich. And it was honestly what the food was going to be like in that moment was not on my mind.
Yeah, their Yelp reviews are not that great.
No, it was the screaming. It was the screaming behind the door that I heard.
What
that
do
was
you mean
like,
you almost got in there? What happened?
I got popped for a DUI, but went down to the station, delayed it an hour, and somehow miraculously blew clean, even though I had fucking had a lot to drink.
AKA he blew a cop to get out of the case.
Once I got in there and heard the screaming, I would have been like, I'm a straight man, but I would have been like, listen, what are you guys? All of you? Is it got to be all of you? How about just four?
I knew this chick that I grew up with in Corona that was kind of a diehard dope fiend.
Yeah.
And she was like a good friend. We kind of came up through our 20s. Kind of, I was on again, off again with tweaking, but she kind of was constant in it. And when I first met her, she was like really hot, big titties, and kind of, you know, just sexy and sassy. And you know, she got a little bit weathered as the time went on and stuff. But one of the last times I saw her, she was telling me about how she was like in a raid at some house, and she basically looked at like these five cops that had her surrounded her. She's like, which one of you motherfuckers wants to get sucked off first? She had gotten to that
my
level.
Favorite sucker.
She had gotten to that level where she was
and
like,
how'd that go down?
I think they just laughed at her.
How did she
like,
go down on you, honey?
I think they just kind of
like.
You
got any scrapes?
I think they kind of.
You know, I don't have any teeth. I can pull these suckers up, baby. I'll show you how to do it.
Oh, that's a custom grill you have?
I know, honey. Granny teeth.
Get the right age.
I'm making motherfuckers scream.
So, I love it. Hell yeah. So how long were you in New Orleans for?
Long enough to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
I was a stripper on Bourbon Street.
Oh, wow.
I worked at a boy review. We dressed like girls and came out and stripped as girls.
And then at the end, a surprise.
Well, I was a hairdresser, and I got a part-time job stripping. And then a week later, I had a line around the back door, and this little black queen came up to me. She goes, you know, you have tricks out there waiting for you. And I went, what? What's a trick? She said, girl, how stupid are you? I was like 22. She said, you don't know what a trick is? And I said, no. And she goes, they're men that want to give you money. I said, I'm appalled. I said, where are they? And then I went out and saw the line. I was like, oh, those guys want to pay me? I'd pay them. Fuck. And then I picked a famous football player who was in town for one of the super events. Very famous football player. He took me out on my
like
first
was
day.
In town for the Super Bowl. Shit.
So he took me to a hotel. I'd never been to a hotel with a man in my life, stranger. And then we get into the hotel, and he said, "I'll be right back." And I said, "Well, first he took me to dinner. It took him an hour and a half to get me into his car." He's like, "What's going on?" I said, "I'm terrified. I've never been with a man for money." And he said, "Oh, your first time?" I go, "Yeah." And so he bought me Dom Perignon. He had a lot of money. It was very good looking. I said, you look very familiar. I said, were you on that commercial with pantyhose? Yeah. So anyway, then we get to his hotel. And then I said, I have to go in the bathroom real quick. And then he said, I got to change it to something comfortable. I'm sitting on the end of the bed. I'm like, oh, this will be a quick blow job. You know? And he comes out dressed as a woman. I was horrified. I was like, he goes, hi, I'm Samantha. I was like, bitch. All of a sudden, he looked like he was like a demon came in and I'm Samantha. I got real scared, nervous. I'm like, this is getting freaky. And then he lays up in the bed with his stiletto pumps on. And
oh, man, he had the whole kit.
Garters and all that shit. And I'm like, dude, I said, you know, I just wanted to give a blood job. I've never been with another cross dresser. I don't know what's going on. And he said, well, I just want you to lay down with me. And I want you, we want to rub pussies. Like, rub pussies. He said, yeah, I just want you to call Miss Samantha and rub pussies. And I'll give you $500.
And no, this was
no, that's
year?
Not enough fucking money to be rubbing pussies, honey. So he upped a little bit. So I was laying up in there with Samantha rubbing pussies. I was horrified. Couldn't get the fuck out of there. And then
but,
his
I mean,
wig
that seems pretty not. I mean, what? I don't know. Is that was it that crazy?
If anyone
look,
listening,
honey, I was just a normal little gay guy in a wig.
Right, right.
All I ever did was get blowjobs.
And this guy's going full fantasy.
This guy,
I've never
been in the bed with another transvestite, a fucking football player dressed like a transvestite.
Right.
I don't know. Why don't you think about it?
No. No, I get it.
So he just came out in full character.
It's like you going home with a woman and then you getting up in the bed with her and she's got a fucking 12-inch dick staring at you.
That'd be problematic. That would be a bummer.
Exactly. I was horrified.
So that was your intro escapade.
That was my intro to a prostitution.
Right, wow. Right. And so how long did that go on in New Orleans where you were living like that? Sounds like you were having a blast.
I started making a lot of money all of a sudden. And I was going to work as a stripper, and this guy in I didn't know what an undercover cop was. I was stupid. And then this guy was whistling at me, and I came over to him. I said, "Hi." He goes, "What are you up to?" I said, "I'm tricking." How much money? And I'm like, "Oh, well, how much ever you got?" I mean, 500's good. And he said, "You're under arrest." I said, "What?" He said, "I'm a cop." I said, "Where's your badge?" He said, "I don't have a fucking badge." I said, "Then you're not a cop." I started screaming, "Help!" And all the tourists started helping me. And they're like, "Leave her alone." I'm like, "What is this man?" And he's like, I'm a policeman. I said, "No, you're not. You don't have a badge." And he said, "I'm an undercover cop." And he started fighting with everybody. So finally, he pulled out a badge and a gun. So I figured he's the cop. And then he gets me in the car and he says, "You are one stupid hooker." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Don't you know what an undercover cop is?" I said, "No." I said, "I've never in my life." He said, "How long have you been hooking?" I said, "About a couple of days." He said, "Well, honey," he said, "you're not gonna be making money unless you can learn the street." So anyway, they threw me in the parish prison.
Oh shit! That's supposed to be a rough spot too, huh?
The House of the Rising Sun. That's where the House of the Rising Sun is.
Wow!
Is that song?
And you know what
is
it
about?
Is? You know what I found out what the House of the Rising Sun is? Because early in the morning, there's little tiny windows, and you only see the sun for 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
That's why it's called the House of the Rising
Sun. In the morning, only when it's the sun's rising. 30
minutes.
Oh, wow.
You get to see the sun come up. And that's when I learned. I got a black tranny as a roommate, and she taught me the ropes.
A professor of the trade.
Yeah. She said, "Girl, you are one dumb blonde." She said, "Honey, you don't know what the fuck you're doing." Who gets arrested like you? And she
that's
said,
like if a cop just rolls up you, "What are you doing?" "I'm just selling dope. You want to buy some?"
You know, when you go to jail, that's where you get how you learn to become
that's
a criminal.
That's where you learn all the stuff. It's like, when you go to rehab. Yeah, it's like when you go to rehab and you learn all the new tricks and
yeah,
like, muscles,
you're like, "I want
to
shoot dope now." Yeah. You know what I mean? All
I had a dude, I got into rehab and this because I've only been to rehab once. You know, I went to detoxes, but
that
I
was your only
one.
Rehab.
My
was
only
CRLA
was the only one that I ever did.
You better never get loaded again because you'll never have a good experience
like that. Yeah. But I had a dude tell me he was like, "Oh, what would you shoot?" I was like, "Yeah, I was shooting goofballs, you know." And he goes, "Oh, word." He's like, "You ever?" He's like, "What I would do is he would cook up some dope and then he would dry it up." Don't try this at home. You know, we were talking this conversation earlier. Do not try this at home.
That's
you know?
The thing. I would say you would mention that earlier. Yeah. I think we should bring it up. The question was, you know, Danny texted us, the gang, and was like, "Hey, should we bring up this? Should we say before these things, hey, don't try this at home?" And my argument was, anyone who listens to this podcast and thinks, hey, that gave me some really great ideas.
Is a stupid motherfucker.
Yeah, it's not someone we could have intervened to help. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I think if there's anything the takeaway of this is.
But look at Jackass. You know, motherfuckers would watch Jackass and be like, oh.
For sure, yeah, but those motherfuckers, like, tonally, it's a totally different show.
Yeah.
Jackass was like, oh, look how dumb we are. And look all this dumb shit we can do. And in fact, look, you can get paid to do this dumb shit.
I know all about his penis.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Forget what I was talking about. What about his penis? Yeah.
Well, you know, I used to do his girlfriend's hair, and she told me.
Wait. Who are you talking about specifically?
The star of Jackass.
Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, wow.
Johnny, I'm sorry, but I know all about your penis. You know, being a celebrity hairdresser in Hollywood for as many years as I was, I know a lot of shit about celebrities. I don't think it hurt the fact that he's got a huge cock and that he has one of those white, it has the, what do you call the impetigo dicks? Looks like a spotted whale dick. It's black and white. It has spots on it, like, you know, the skin.
Oh, vitiligo?
Yeah, he has vitiligo.
Like Michael Jackson had on his
skin. It's a
9.5-inch
fucking vitiligo cock.
I'd say, honestly, if it came with the vitiligo, but you got that much, that'd be all right.
I'd
swap.
That's cool, yeah.
You think he could be striped. I don't give a shit.
Do you think he could sue me and have to show his dick in court that no, I was wrong?
I don't think so.
No one sues anybody for when the people like, Your Honor, I'm really upset. This man said that I had a big cock. And I take offense to that.
And my cock.
Yeah, wait till you hear that story about Donald.
I have a small cock. That's absurd.
You hear that story about Donald Trump suing John Oliver because, was it John Oliver? Or no, it was Bill Maher said that he, in fact, came from a chimpanzee or something because of his hair and his tan and everything.
Oh, no.
And he, like, fucking sued him. Like, and the paperwork literally said, like, you know, whatever to the point of what you're talking about, like, yeah, he needs to prove that I came from what or some bullshit thing.
Danny, aren't you Ukrainian?
Yeah.
So you're uncut, huh? You got that extra fold, honey.
I am uncut. Yeah.
You want to talk about that uncut cock?
I mean, apparently we are. Shit, here we go.
You know, I did your ex-girlfriend's hair too.
yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. I know all about your dick size too, honey.
So is that kind of how it goes? You sit him down in your chair and you're like, so tell me about your boyfriend's dick.
Of course they show me pictures of it. They only show me pictures of large dicks, never small ones.
Ooh.
Girls are very vain. Like,
I'm safe.
Take note, listeners.
My husband has a three-inch dick. Here's a picture of it. Bitch, shut up.
Don't nobody want to see that three-inch
dick. So I heard you well hung. I saw a picture of it.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Why are you turning red?
Well, that's embarrassing what you're saying. You're talking about his penis.
Yeah, just take a compliment, Daniel. Yeah.
Well,
just
I haven't seen
you.
The other co-host yet. I haven't done
Oh, well, let's just fucking get it. Yeah.
But I can guess that you're probably winners.
Well, doing the best I can with what God's, you know, seemingly gave me on the, like,
so I heard Trump
know,
had
a little
dick. In a
very distracted moment.
Clearly, I heard Trump had a small cock.
Supposedly, he is a small penis man.
Yeah.
And the gals pretty much universally have said that
he didn't know how to use it either.
Sounds like, I mean, I'm not sitting there reading all the fucking reports of whatever, but all the ones that I've ever seen all seem to make, and then maybe this is just like the twist of whatever to make him just seem like a hideous demon.
Yeah.
But that it is not, it wasn't like, and well, no one was like, hey, all right. And you're like, dude, how has that happened? Like, how are you a fucking, I mean, not that, how are you a billionaire?
Yeah.
Like, and still have, like, women talking shit about how awful it was to have sex with you.
He just pissed off because he's got a little dick. Nobody wants to suck it.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Here's the thing.
All right. Perfect full
circle.
But I'm going
to tell you about little dicks, honey. There's some
Why'd
little
you
dick
mothers.
Wow. You know, I'm going to tell you about some little dicks I had, you know. And okay. And let me tell you something. Some guys with little dicks know what the fuck they're doing. They know how to work it and maneuver it.
Sure. Sure.
And then pump it. And you know, they make up for
some don't.
Because they don't have that big dick. They are great lovers. They usually go to their limits to please you. But, you know, because they feel inadequate. So they can really go out and just tantalize you in many different areas. Whereas these big dick motherfuckers, they just lay there in the bed. I've had them just lay there. Here I am. Out. Here's my fucking big dick. I'm like, are you going to move, motherfucker? Are you going to kiss me, motherfucker? Here's my big dick. Here's the big prize. I'm like, where's the fucking party, Mary? And they just lay there with their big dick. And I'm like, because they got a big dick. They don't have to kiss you. They don't have to move. They just lay there and think you just... I'm like, get the fuck up. I don't give a fuck about your big dick because you can't even move, motherfucker. You don't know how to kiss. You don't know how to do anything. It's like, that's what happens when you have a big dick. They just lay there like John Holmes. Lay there. That's it. Didn't move. So... I see y'all all stopped moving at that point.
Oh, shit. This story was sad.
Oh, shit.
It was just sad.
Except
was...
for the producer.
Now Charlie's turning red.
Now, it's nothing worse than a guy with a big dick who absolutely thinks that's all he's got and he doesn't know how to make love. You know, there's some guys that absolutely do not have big dicks. That are fantastic lovers. They know how to make you happy.
Amen for those guys.
Yeah.
And then there's just, but I found it true with guys with big dicks, the absolutely the worst fucking lovers in the world.
So Mike might be of this, like, I really like true crime and history, reading about mob shit. And like, I know in New Orleans there was a big presence, yeah?
Oh, yeah, there's a big mob there.
Yeah.
I was doing the mob's wife's hair at the time. I was working at Snob's Hair Salon in. And it was in the 70s. And, you know, I was doing his wife's hair, and I didn't know who the fuck she was. But I was doing all these rich women's hair debutantes. I did the owner of Sears Department, Lady Stern. I did all the really rich debutantes there. And I was doing this Italian woman's hair. And,
yeah, what was his name? Carlos Marcello.
Carlos Marcello was.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
let me tell
yeah.
you about Carlos Marcello. When he ran that town, it was ran fabulous. You didn't have any tourists were coming there. They were spending thousands of dollars. That town was clean. And the black gangs would not come into Esplanade because they'd be shot or killed. So he kept the gangs out of there, and it was fabulous. And he also protected the gay bars. He, you know, the gangs, the Italian mafia were the first ones that opened gay bars in New York.
Yeah.
And they always helped the gay community with their gay bars because they made a fortune off of them.
Yeah.
And they protected us. So when he got indicted and he got arrested and the mob was slowly taken down, I was living there in the 80s. And it absolutely became a nightmare. The black gang members came in and started robbing tourists and started fucking up those beautiful Victorian homes and
oh, man.
And doing graffiti. And it got so bad, gay guys were getting beat up and we were getting robbed. And it was horrible.
Oh, man.
And when the mob lost control of that city. So I got the fuck out of there. And a lot of my friends started moving out of there. And then all the tourists left because they were getting robbed right and left. And they all started going to Rio. And then it ended up just being a bunch of drunken college kids. Just a bunch of drunk college kids. The glamour's gone. All the rich are in Rio with their fabulous costumes. When the mob is running a town, I guarantee you, they run it right.
Yeah.
They don't fuck around. And you know, so I got to give the mob credit. But now they're all gone. And, you know, so I left. Don't get the fuck. I need a ruffle.
Need a Ruffles and Carlos
I need
Marcello's
some in my mouth because it looks like I'm not getting anything tonight from none of y'all.
Came up on the up to this beautiful hilltop home hoping
all
he's
you
gonna
breeders,
get some.
We call you breeders.
Yeah, I'm not doing a lot of that either. Not
Danny looks like he might tip my way.
Might tip your way.
Hey, tip my way.
Hey, the night's still young.
Hey.
So why don't you, you're sitting up there all innocent. What was your name again, sweetheart?
Oh, Reno.
Reno.
Yeah,
you look awful innocent over there in that corner, sweetheart.
I must clean up nice or something, because, yeah, I mean, because you know
what I mean? Like, you look like you'd be my prison daddy. After about a year, I'd start looking real good to you. I'd be cleaning your cell, bringing you sandwiches, rubbing your back.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'd be starting to look real good after about a year and a half.
Grow that blonde hair out nice and long for me.
That's right, honey. I love you daddies in prison like you, honey. They after they get out of prison, they're like, I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
I don't know that run bitch. Into you on the street like, hey, homie,
I'm like, hey, there's my husband. No, bitch, I don't know you.
Oh, man.
Why are you turning so red over there?
Because I'm just picturing it in my head. It seems so exciting.
Well, you said you had a scariaki story for us.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
yeah,
scariak.
In jail, yeah. So the way that they run it down there is they feed you this bullshit breakfast. It's like a little bowl, like a little tiny bowl of cereal with like a milk and an apple, right?
And it ain't no good. Like, don't get it twisted. You're not
Cheerios.
It's not Cheerios or Lucky Charms or fucking some corn pops.
It's sad cereal.
No, it's fucking.
It shits on sad cereal. I mean, it's like. It's fucked up.
It's like some brand that literally only exists to feed prisoners. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's fucking
like Raisin Bran without the raisins. You know, there ain't no
some
raisins.
Fucked up
and
shit.
Not a lot of brand.
Not a lot of brand, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And then for lunch, you get a bologna sandwich, right? With a little mustard
pack
lucky,
in it. Yeah.
You're
one of them fucking cookies.
Oh, yeah, I have a cookie in there. And then at dinner, they serve you a hot plate, right?
Oh, peanut butter and jelly. Don't forget those.
Yeah, there you go. And at night they serve you a hot plate and, you know, barely any, but, you know, it's like one of those big plastic trays like you see on TV shows about jail that like stack up on one another and got little compartments. And, so they serve this shit that's supposed to be teriyaki beef.
Yeah.
But everybody calls it scariyaki. It's inedible. If you've been in there for a while, you'll just give the beef part away and eat the rice. But when you first get there, you're so fucking hungry, and people are like giving this shit away, and you're just like, oh my God.
I feel sorry for you, honey, because I was sucking off all the trustees. I had all the fucking food I wanted.
Oh, goddamn.
I sucked more dick through the fucking jail cells in county jail
than you did on the streets.
All those trustees were bringing me steak sandwiches. You know, you should have started sucking the trustees off.
Fuck, man.
Back in that pretty
white. Hey, here's a tip, like a photo's. You're like, a prison photo's.
You gotta back that pretty white ass of yours right up to the bar, honey, and own that fucking jail cell.
buy all
I feel
the food
sorry
I
eating peanut
mouth
butter
mouth.
And jelly, bitch. Yeah, I was having steak sandwiches.
That south mouth will get you fed, huh? but anyway, so there was this you know, kind of like fit black dude that was in the day room with us, and he was like, you know, fuck, man, I'm starving, man. No, let me have that, you know. And he was taking everybody's scariyaki, and everyone's like, man, don't eat that shit. You're eating that up, man. You're gonna get fucking sick. And literally, like, yeah, as soon as we were done and the trays all went back, he ate so much of that shit, he just started just vomiting everywhere in the day room.
Why? Because it's just poison.
Yeah, it's just so disgusting. I mean, you know, I get it. It's not fucking club, you know, the club med. You're not supposed to be there enjoying yourself.
I did.
They're supposed to make.
I don't know about you, man.
A strict diet of steak sandwiches.
I was getting all the fucking dick I wanted. Steak sandwiches, cigarettes, fucking extra pillows. I even sucked off one sheriff's cock. And then when I got out of jail, the sheriff was waiting for me, honey.
Oh, my God.
And he drove me right to my hotel and fucked me real good. And gave me an extra $100. So I did okay.
Wow.
I'm sorry you had such a bad experience.
That's a very different. That's a very different. Miss Elliot, that's a very different experience than the one I had in jail.
No, that's because you're
dude, that's
straight.
A very different experience than I had in high school. Are you kidding me?
Wait, back up for a second, though. So when you got let out, the same sheriff that you blew in there was waiting for you at the door.
That's amazing. So
if you ever had my blow job, you'd be waiting for me too, bitch.
Do you have a ride home tonight?
My nanny taking me home tonight.
Danny will let me know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
He's seen the pictures with Danny, so that's the thing. My, you know, he knows what the...
I'm sorry y'all had such a bad time in prison, but it's a queen's paradise in there.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Can I have you slide this way a little bit to the camera?
Of course, sweetheart. Anything for you.
You could actually move the chair even.
I moved the fucking chair now. Wait a minute. You mean the whole time I've not been in the camera?
No,
it's
just
a
shifting.
So,
producer, are you, honey?
Well, I got a question.
Yeah.
I got a quick question. So, what was the thing? What made you say, "Hey, I gotta pull it together. I gotta get sober." What?
Well, wait. I mean, we haven't even got to L.A. yet. She left New Orleans.
Oh, did that happen
so
in
you
L.A.?
Left New Orleans.
I left New Orleans with my new boyfriend carrying a .45 Colt automatic on a Greyhound bus.
Jesus Christ.
And he was
right. We I was about to skip a lot. I thought we were already... that's where we were.
No.
I'm Skip Bell. I got bailed out by a guy that wanted to fuck me. And he came down and bailed me out. And then he looked at me and said, "You need to leave town right fucking now." Because prostitution was going to become a felony. And I was afraid I'd get arrested for a felony. So I got on the bus, the next bus, and I skipped bail. That was 32 years ago.
Well,
Bell's bondsman dead. And I outlived all the bitches.
All them records are sunk.
So
with
anyway,
Katrina.
Yeah, it's gone. And so I came out here. I met this guy. He was a little nervous when I met him. And he became my boyfriend. And we came out here. And then we ended up at Sunset and Vine. And I went in the bathroom because I traveled as a gay boy. And I went in the bathroom and dressed as a woman. And then I hit Sunset Boulevard. And, oh, my God, I made $1,000 within an hour and a half.
Damn.
On Sunset Boulevard, 1983.
Wow.
Jesus.
And
that's
there
like
was
a lot of fucking
today.
Money. Man.
There were bumper-to-bumper tricks back then. I mean, it took you 2 hours to get down Sunset. And there would be 10,000 hookers a night on Sunset. It was gorgeous, gorgeous hookers. And I was jumping in and out of those cars, sucking those Valley Boys for $200 a pop. And I'm sorry if I gave you any, like, if your balls hurt in the morning because of my beard, honey, you need to grow up. Okay, I got them red balls. That's where Red Bull came from. Red Bull.
That's where Red Bull came from.
Now, wait a second. Hold on. As a man who's familiar with that area, what part of, where in Sunset was it in the 80s? Because I know fairly well the terrain
Sunset
in the 90s.
Sunset and Vine.
In Vine.
Vine, okay. Honey. Sunset and
Got
Vine.
It.
I
Got
worked
it.
From Sunset Vine up to the Rocky, up by Los Angeles.
That's a long
where,
stretch.
You know,
wow. So fellas who were, regardless of the wig, fellas who were inviting you into the car were fully
knew you were a man.
They had no idea I was a man.
Oh.
Really?
No.
None?
Nobody knew. I had one guy ask me, and I looked at him, I said, "Are you a faggot? How dare you ask a lady that?" And he goes, "Well, I just want to make sure, you know." I said, "Well, no." I said, "I'm not into all that." I said, if you want one of those kind of people, if you want one of those she-males, I said, "Then you need, I'm not it." He said, "Oh, I'm really sorry, lady." And then he picked a credit card out of it. I said, "I don't take credit cards, bitch." And then he took it and scraped it across my face. And I didn't shave that good that night. And he could hear the sound, you know, from a credit card.
On the hair,
and
yeah.
He said, "You are a guy." And I said, "You fucking bitch." And he goes, "Well, you know, I was going to give you $200 for a blood job, but now I'm going to give you $100. I'm like, "What?" "Well, this is equal pay, bitch."
Where's Gloria Allred or Gloria Steinem?
I said, "I don't think so." This was in broad daylight on Ventura Boulevard in Studio City. He was a producer. And I said, "I am not giving you a blood job for $100 because you know I can give you a better blood job than any bitch." And he got out of the car.
He said, I can't
fuck
argue
you.
With that.
And I slammed the car. And he said, "Well, I told you, I'll give you $150. I said, "Fuck you. $200 or fuck you." And so he didn't want to give me $200, so fuck him. So anyway, very rarely did they find out that I was a guy. Very rarely. 99% of them thought I was a woman. And they said, well, I want to fuck you in your pussy. I said, I'm on the rag. And they go, well, can I feel your pussy? They said, fuck no, I have a pimp. And I said, and I'm going to give you a blood job, and that's all you're going to get.
Did you have a pimp back then?
No. And I had a 45 cut automatic. That was my pimp.
Hell yeah.
So anyway, I just give these little stupid valley boys and their BMWs. They were so stupid. I'd give them blood job. And they didn't know any different. And occasionally I get some smart trick that would, you know, figure it out. And I had a pimp pull up to me one night on Sunset and Highland. He goes, you know, bitch, I see you out here every night making money. His name was Star. And he goes, you know, you're fucking my business up. You're making a lot of fucking money. He said, you need to fucking work for me. I said, bitch, I'm not working for you. I ain't working for no motherfucking pimp. He said, bitch, you started getting out of the car, and then I pulled my miniskirt up and showed my dick. And that motherfucker went, oh, you a man? I said, hello, bitch. And I said, I'm going to fuck you up. I said, bitch, you need to get back in your fucking car. And then I pulled my 45 coat out of my fucking purse. That pimp got the fuck back in his car.
First pulled the dick on him, then pulled the Colt on him.
So my reputation was... She's a woman with a cock and a 45 Colt automatic. So you better leave that bitch alone if you know what.
That's a perfect movie poster.
Yeah. That's it, dude. Fuck.
So yeah, that's
what.
That's
Robert Rodriguez. Quentin Tarantino.
I only worked a very short time on Sunset. I only worked a short time, like 10 years.
Copy that. Like 10 years.
Honey, yeah. I saw those beautiful hookers become crackheads.
Oh man.
And totally destroy their lives. Mm. And I didn't do crack. I wouldn't do drugs when I was working. It was a no, 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 no. And I saw them destroy their lives. Beautiful hookers just become fucking total crackheads, lose their teeth. And then the crystal meth came, and they fucking just was a mess. Sores walking down the street. And then HIV came in the 80s. And I remember the time that they announced that he had died.
Rock Hudson
had died. Yeah. That street became like... dead. Do you remember that? Everything was dead.
Oh no, I didn't get out here till
I couldn't
90s.
Find a trick anywhere.
Yeah.
They were terrified.
Wow.
So that killed the prostitution on Sunset. So I slowly was still working, slowly. I got a job as a hairdresser. And then I'd suck dick at night. I'd blow hair in the day and then I'd blow dick at night. I was blowing everybody in town. And then the cops would go, I was walking down Sunset and this is when I got embarrassed. I was walking down Sunset in front of the Roxy, and they spotlighted me, the cops. And they went, there she is, the longest living hooker on Sunset Boulevard. I was horrified. These guys were rookies, now they're sergeants. And they come up to me and go, you know, you're the longest, oldest hooker on Sunset Boulevard. How the fuck did you do it? I said, I didn't do drugs. I said I would leave work and I would go to the bar and have my drinks, and that was it. I wasn't hooked on hard drugs, and I did it temporary. It wasn't a full-time job at that point because I was doing hair during the day. And then eventually I got arrested for public drunk, and that's when I got sober. I went to AA, and I got sober, and I've been sober for 26 years.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's massive. For 4 years of my sobriety, I hooked.
No shit. The first four,
I had to make some money, honey. I wasn't doing that good in the hair salon.
Yeah, sure, right.
And then eventually what happened
with the public intoxication?
That was when I got arrested for public intoxication. I was I had stopped a bus dressed as Marilyn Monroe, and I had a resentment for that fucking bus that had ran my tranny friend over. So I was drunk. I left the bar, and I stopped an RTD bus dressed as Marilyn Monroe, and I held up traffic for blocks, and then helicopters, police came, and the sheriffs all knew me. They're like, Marilyn, get in the car.
Was that your street name?
Marilyn, get in the
car.
Yeah, Marilyn was one of them. But I sucked off so many sheriffs and went to Hollywood down to me. They said, okay, bitch, get in the car. And so I got in the car, and then I got arrested, and then they sent me to AA. And, so that's what happened, and then I stopped hooking after 4 years of sobriety because I started doing celebrities and I started doing very well. I stopped hooking And I started becoming a celebrity hairdresser in Hollywood.
Nice.
And started doing famous people and doing quite well for myself.
Nice.
And now I'm retired. I'm 65 nice. Years old.
Wow. You look great for 65.
Yeah, and I haven't sucked a dick in 2 years.
Damn.
I'm hungry. Wow. No one's safe at this fucking table. Trust me.
Don't make us get the taser now. Come on. That's incredible.
Fuck with an old senior citizen, honey. You know, you get an extra 10.
Senior citizen, 65, you know, if you hit, you know, is not senior citizen.
Oh, yes,
it
you
is.
Are.
55.
No, I know.
I'm
listen,
65.
You're talking to a dude who pulled
I'm
an 60. AARP fucking 60, magazine
honey,
out of his own mailbox.
I'm 65.
Like, I'm not even living with my mother. But that shit is mine.
He thinks I'm 55. I'm 65.
No,
65. I'm
yeah.
65.
That's. I don't even think of that as senior anymore.
Well, like, you are a senior at 65. And you know, also, if you hit a senior, you get an extra 10 years, I think it is.
Oh.
It's extra. Oh. There's a law in the books that if you attack a senior, you get extra 10 years in prison.
Well, you should.
So, you know, don't you better think
that's
about
that's one
when
way
we
you
start,
could go about it. You
so,
could be like, look, I'm going to suck that dick. And you better so, try baby, and stop me. You're going to try and stop me. You're going to get 10 years in prison.
Reno.
Oh, that's good thinking. That's an angle. That's,
Reno. So if we start wrestling tonight, Reno.
And, if anything happens.
And you hit me.
Fucking
just,
10
it'd
extra
be better
years.
For you to let me suck that dick.
See?
You wouldn't get that extra 10 fucking years. Because you'd be ending up sucking dick in there.
You know what?
So think it over.
I might just have to say, okay, you got me.
Another teaching moment at It's All yeah. Bad. Another, we're, te- this
and
is,
I wouldn't
the
even
world
get in trouble with my
from.
Wife. I'd be like, hey,
are you
it
married?
Was that, or, if, yeah,
this
I'm married.
This is a matter of responsibility.
I would never go with a married man.
It was a joke. I would never step out
that
of
I
wife.
Knew his wife.
Yeah. No. Baby, was that or do 10 years in prison? Which one do you want me to do?
Yeah, you got to give a senior citizen. If they want to suck your dick, you better let them have it. You know what's good for you.
I love it. That's right. That's right. Well, that's a hell of a story for sure. You did most of your sobriety stuff here in LA, like West Hollywood. The
Yeah, everything was in West Hollywood. And yeah. So I became a celebrity hairdresser, then I started doing a radio show with Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, wow.
And I've been on television, I've done movies, I've started movies and cartoons, part two.
Oh, nice.
And I was on the Breckin Bonaducci show.
No way. All right.
Yeah, what? I love Danny Bonaducci. Was so sweet to me, his wife. And I did the hair for that show. I'm on several episodes on that show.
Breckin Bonaducci.
Wait, so funny story. Where we started this podcast was at that house.
Yeah,
on,
I've been to that
on
house.
Cromwell, right? Cromwell,
yeah.
Right down the street.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know where
I
it
drove
is.
By there today.
No, wait a minute. You're not the house that I was at was by the Greek Theater. And,
yeah, Cromwell. Yeah, yeah Cromwell,
and right
yeah.
beside was some famous rock star lived there.
Who lived next door?
Some real famous rock star. But she bought a house after the show. She bought a big mansion. Mm.
That house was incredible. That was the house that you guys were set up in, right, Mike?
I think that the house that we were set up in, we rented from Gretchen, and that house
but
I thought was the one where they shot Breaking Bonaducci. And
no,
then
she
also
bought us another house after the show. The house that they filmed Breaking Bonaducci was the Greek Theater, right, when you're driving down the Greek Theater. She bought a mansion afterwards. After she broke up with Danny Bonaducci.
Did he ever get sober and get his shit together?
Wait, I don't know where
wait
he
a
is.
Minute. Hold on. This is important because
Danny Bonaducci, where are you?
I
was in the original Bonaducci.
Oh, okay,
house.
Got it. Well, we were in the other one, and boy, tasteful.
Yeah.
No,
and
spooky. That house was weird.
You ever seen a ghost?
I've seen ghosts.
Where? When?
Let me think. When was the last time I saw a ghost? It's like, you know, when I was little, I would see ghosts. Yeah.
In New Orleans.
No, not New Orleans. Oh, I saw ghosts. I saw demons in New Orleans. Because, you know, you do enough speeding and enough fucking Southern Comfort, you'll see fucking anything.
Have Keith ever asked you ever seen a ghost?
Yeah, I think
did he? Did
I
he?
Think you guys asked me when I was on the show before, and the only time that I've ever seen that kind of shit is when I was really fucked up on speed.
Yeah.
And I know, like, I definitely like am a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for? Like ambivalent about whether or not, like sometimes I feel like that fucking drug really opens portals.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Well, like I really honey, feel like leave.
I got a drug that'll open your portal. portal of no return.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Right on.
Call me daddy.
But I also do know like that physiological, like, you know, like people say they see shit. And I know from like talking to people and researching mildly, like you see shit and see ghosts and stuff because your fucking pupils get so dilated from that drug that if you see a flash of light over here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're like, you know, like like a
are you the normal person at the table? You seem like the normal person.
No.
Yes. Yes. Well, Charlie. Charlie's the fucking normal person.
Yeah.
You look horrified when you hear some of these stories.
I do?
You look like you're sitting there like, what the fuck?
No, I'm fascinated. Like, I'm like, I.
So, were you a trick? You look like a trick from the 80s.
No.
Were you a trick on Sunset? Come on.
No, I wasn't out here in the
80s. Wait a minute. You said you knew all about Sunset.
No,
actually.
Come on.
Got him.
No. I'm more than willing to.
You never picked up a hooker in your life.
I picked up many hookers.
There you go.
But
you remember me? I was Samantha that night.
My little stint was like in the early, for that kind of finding gals was in the early 90s. That was around the speed times.
Where's that at?
And that was, I mean, as far as I remember, it was always like west of like La Brea and Crescent Heights on Sunset.
Exactly. You saw me there. I was standing there in the 90s, honey.
I may have seen you.
I don't believe we
you
met
look
before.
Very fucking familiar to me.
Well,
you look like one of those quick hand jobs that I did. Did you used to get hand jobs?
No.
What was your thing with hookers?
it gets a little more complicated.
It had to be a blow job or you fucked him in the ass.
It was a very, that period of time in my life was a very limited period of
time.
Yeah,
well, let's get honest about it.
Later on, I was more of an order in fella.
You mean kinky?
No, not kinky. Really.
Well, what did you order in?
There was one person who I had known for a long time.
Oh, okay.
Wow, this has just gotten incredibly personal. But whatever. Listen, I'm asking people these questions. I should be comfortable.
Did she lick your balls? About. Did you like your balls licked for extra $50? What happened?
It was interesting.
That cost $50.
It didn't really. No. Well,
did she lick
it
your ass? Did you like your ass licked?
I did not, actually. I really don't like anyone back there. In fact, if they could just seal it all off, I would be fine with it. But apparently I need that exit to stay alive.
And what about you two over there? Did you ever pick up a hooker?
Oh, yeah. Many times.
What did you ask him to do?
Usually a blowjob.
Usually a blowjob. Yeah. What does that mean?
I mean, I've also...
So you had other fetishes going on.
I mean, usually a blowjob. I did it a lot when I was doing meth. And then I got a hooker in pretty early in sobriety.
Well, when your girlfriend told me that you like to have a finger stuck in your ass, was she telling the truth or not?
God damn it.
Wow. I'm actually kind of scared of stuff going back there.
Am too. And I know people who are not.
No, me too.
I mean, like, just regular straight.
I mean, I'll tell you right
y'all
now.
Y'all
like,
are
boring dudes.
Y'all are a bunch of fucking pussies.
I'll
tell you right
Listen,
now.
It's a disaster. I have, like, an ape's ass. Like, what are you talking about?
I
look
what,
like
I
a
hear
fucking
it.
I got, monkey
Mike's
when
definitely
I might
a little
have
bit,
my shirt off.
Mike's definitely a little bit more squared, a little bit more buttoned up. And I mean... I don't know. You're the pro, so maybe you're a better judge, but I can see where Mike's coming from. He's probably a very square, straight, lay kind of guy.
No, those guys like him were the kinkiest motherfuckers.
No, it's not that I was...
They were the kinkiest. I mean, the ones that look like helter-skelter, like they kill you, you get in the car
missionary.
And they're like, I just want a blowjob. But guys like him, the conservative, you know, innocent, you get in the car, they're like, you know, can you walk on my balls with your fucking, you know, can you shit in my mouth?
You know, they're only a couple.
That made me want to throw up a little.
Yeah, you must have got some fucking crazy requests.
You know, those straight guys like him are the most
shit in my mouth.
I can say for the record, Your Honor, never asked for the old shit in the mouth. Thank you very much. No.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy shit, man.
I had tricks that wanted it.
Yeah. That's wild. I mean, there are only a few things that I'm like, yeah, that's not fucking really, like, yeah.
It's called scat.
Yeah.
It's called scat. There's a big business in it.
Well, my older sister, rest in peace, was a dominatrix, and she, you know, had the second room in her apartment that was a fucking dungeon with the St. Andrew's cross on the wall and everything else. Yeah, she was pretty wild, but she, you know, this disease got her, you know what I mean, to alcoholism and addiction. But when she had her head on straight.
What was her name?
Tommy Ann. I don't remember what her name.
Because, you know, my Eskimo into the program of Alcoholics Anonymous was a dominatrix called Mistress Jacqueline.
Oh, is that right?
And she has a book called Whips and Kisses.
Really?
Called Whips and Kisses. She was the one that brought me to my first AA meeting.
Oh, wow.
And we were pulling a trick together, and she had him tied to the bed and tied down to her. She had a dungeon.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to lick my feet. And so anyway, she brought me over there. And then I saw this God grant me serenity around her neck. And I said, Jacqueline, what is that? She said, well, I go to these meetings. You know, like, oh, but she never said anything about being an alcoholic. And then we went out drinking one night, and she said, if you ever get sick of drinking, let me know. And I called her that morning and said, I got a really bad headache. And I'm court ordered. She said, well, honey, I'll take you to an AA meeting. I said, are you sober? I didn't even know she was sober. And then she took me to my first meeting, and we became really good friends. So, you know, God works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
So mine was the dominatrix. And I have a great respect for dominatrix.
Yeah.
You know, I have my handcuffs and whips at home right now.
Right.
And I'm ready to tie all you motherfuckers.
Especially Mike.
I mean, that was a veiled invitation. That whole thing was leading down the road to an invitation.
You could always say, she tied me up. It was against my will.
Yeah.
I didn't do it because I wanted to. She forced me. That's why she sucked my dick. That's why.
She's a senior citizen. I was just helping her up the stairs.
She fell backward right on my neck.
She slipped and then her mouth fell on my dick.
I think in our lifetime, they're going to fucking sort the thing out, right? They're going to sort out the sex business. I don't see
why they wouldn't.
What do you mean? Like
point.
The whole like sex worker thing?
Yeah, we have to be on the precipice.
Yeah,
of here
Copenhagen is crazy. So like, I mean, it's so fucking cool because there it's like so like I was talking about like the whole, you know, I have a friend that works in that whole in like the whole harm reduction industry, you know, and they have like the safe injection sites and they have places where you can go get tested.
They need to legalize prostitution, period.
Yeah. And they will, but
and give them a health card.
It's right.
They need to legalize prostitution. They need prostitutes to come in and get a health card clearance and also give them a safe place to work out of.
Well, in Denmark, hold
the fuck
up. Copenhagen, Denmark, universal health care across the board, legalized prostitution, decriminalized drugs. Mm. Now, for the safe place. That was something where they're like, there's certain hotels where the prostitutes there will have a hotel that they get, you know, and like, and the hotels are cool with them and they bring back their tricks. But then it ended up being not safe for the prostitutes, right? Where there's still a risk of like, you know, if there's somebody in from out of town, they try to rob them. They think they have money, you know, whatever.
Or so a rough trick or
rough,
something.
Yeah, exactly. So now they have these things. Fuck, I forgot the name. It was such a cool, like, clever name that they had. I'll find out and I'll report back.
I think Vermont just passed prostitution, didn't they? Vermont, producer?
The state of Vermont.
Charlie knows everything.
It's legalized in prostitution right now.
I can ask my sister. Lives there.
Bernie Sanders. Yeah. Bernie Sanders
but,
state,
so
right?
They have these vans, right? They have a van and the way the van works is there's like workers, like city workers that will like drive these up to areas where there's like known, you know, like red light districts, and they park the van, and in the back of the van, there's a bed and there's condoms and there's wipes and there's everything that you would need to, you know,
look, bitch, fucking, if you're going to legalize prostitution, you're not going to put me in the back of the van.
No.
I'm going to be living in chandeliers.
It better be a really fucking cool van.
It better
van.
Be chandeliers.
It's a Sprinter. No, oh, it's like a Sprinter. It ain't no boo-boo van.
That's but then, fucking. And like
that's a Mercedes.
Like,
it's
that
a nice...
Lyft, like yeah. Uber prostitution. Yeah.
But then, so then while the prostitute goes into the van, the worker stays outside. There's like a there's even a button in there that at any point they could press if it starts getting too rough or whatever. And then the people that work could come and intervene or whatever and make sure that they're safe. There's a station where the prostitute.
Well,
can
you know, all
off.
You need is 1 6'2", 250-pound. Gorgeous black man sitting by that van. And tell that motherfucker before he goes in, if you rough up my hooker, I'm going to fuck you in your ass. And I guarantee you all that shit's going to stop.
Safest hooker
right
in the world right there.
Yeah.
Right there, honey. That's what you need.
Nah, they have to figure it out.
See there?
Oh, wow. Vermont Bill. Look at that. He is like Google.
Vermont Bill.
Vermont Bill would legalize adult prostitution in state.
Hello.
Wow. That's wild.
Just a matter of time.
Yeah, they definitely. I think of the criminal fact, the fact that it's a criminal brings in all the extra bullshit. You know what I mean?
Well, like, these girls wouldn't need a pimp.
Or, you know, the. Yeah, you have the whole street factor in it. The pimps, the drug addiction, the whole thing. I mean, shit, I mean, I guess it's your freedom to do whatever it is you're going to do, but if you're earning money in a safe
baby,
environment...
Baby, they've been selling pussy since Adam and Eve.
Yeah, that's true. World's oldest profession.
It's the oldest profession known to mankind.
Yeah, for real.
Pussy. Selling pussy. Ain't nothing new.
They never gonna stop.
And ain't never gonna stop. As long as it's a pussy and a man with some money in his pocket.
That's
you look
real,
like you're very interested over there, darling.
That's real.
Charlie's like, I'm fucking.
Charlie!
Charlie's booking his ticket to Vermont.
Snap out of it, Charlie. Charlie getting your kinky ideas going on.
He's not even Charlie's really like, doing a sound.
Did Charlie become, did Charlie become like a born again Christian or Mormon or what happened to Charlie? What happened to Charlie? I remember him on Sunset Boulevard. What happened to Charlie? Where'd you go, Charlie? When did you leave the street? Stop picking up hookers.
Oh, me. I think you're talking about me. I'm Mike.
Oh, Mike.
That's
I'm
Charlie.
Sorry.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Look, honey.
Oh, it's been a long, long time. Long time. Yeah, I'm boring now. You know, that's
not right. True. But let me tell you what. Some of
that's why I do. We talk. We talk about these things.
I'm going to tell you one of the wildest tricks I ever had was an 82-year-old Italian man. And he got me, I said, you know, it's going to be easy. He's 82 fucking years old. I'm going to lay in the bed. He's going to fuck me. Maybe he'll have a heart attack. It'll be all over
Jesus,
with.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker got up on top of me, and he wouldn't stop. I don't know what the fuck he was on. He fucked me better than any 20-year-old boy. That 82-year-old man fucked the living shit out of me. That bed was rocking. I was screaming. I was like, what the fuck? So let me tell you about some of these old men. Some of these old men, they can fuck the living shit out of you.
Viagra like a motherfucker, huh?
And some of these young boys, they can't last more than, I've had them pop their load before I even got their zipper down. I'm like, what the fuck happened? He ejaculated so quick. I love it when they ejaculate quick when you're a hooker. You're like, because you already got your money, bitch. And they're like, well, I didn't get a blowjob. I'm like, too bad you came, bitch. It's over. Love you, pre-ejaculators. Hookers love you.
Yeah, that's got to be, you're like, oh, thank God.
Oh,
hallelujah.
It's wonderful. That's you know, when funny. You're getting ready to go down on them and they come before you get your lips to it.
Love it.
Ah, that's amazing.
Makes a hooker's work much easier.
That's how you make a hooker come.
And then they're very sad. Well, you know, you didn't suck my. It doesn't matter. You came, motherfucker.
Yeah, what are you. What? Like, then they want
what
you
are we supposed
suck
to do now?
Fucking, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you want to talk? Fuck.
I don't know why I want to keep calling you Charlie.
My name's not Charlie.
But I want to call you Charlie. Are you willing to do the fantasy with me?
That was his trick. His trick name was Charlie.
Well, Charlie has left the room.
Yeah.
So there's just the three of us, menage a trois.
Hey.
We got the real Charlie on the cameras over there. Yeah. Hey, move that a little bit to the
Charlie,
left.
Charlie, tell me something. You're the producer. So, you know, if you... Would you date an ex-hooker?
Sure. Yeah.
Would you think they would be experienced?
I would think so.
So, wouldn't that be nice to know that you have an experienced lady in the bed?
That's a huge plus.
Huh? That's a huge plus. So, yeah, they could wrap you around. They could do all kinds of fantasy trips for you, honey. Yeah.
Upside, outside, inside, out, round and around.
So would y'all marry an ex-hooker?
I think that answers your question.
I mean, are you talking about a woman who used to just sell it on the boulevard?
Yeah, I was an escort or a hooker.
You know,
who changed her life.
I think
who
that really...
Who stopped doing it, who...
I mean, I've been such a fucking way out wackadoodle nutcase at times in my life with, you know, the addiction and the behavior and all the different shit I've been into. For me to pass judgment on anybody, I think would be, you know, not cool. I think it's all about, you know, you meet somebody and you guys are on the same level and you fall in love and that's really all that matters. You know what I'm saying? I mean... Yeah, some of the bullshit scams and schemes and hustles and dirty shit that guys like you and me got up to.
What's his name again? Charlie?
Mike. Are right on par
Mike.
With
Mike.
Hooking.
The reason why I don't like him is that my ex's name, Mike.
Is Mike.
That's why I'm trying to forget it. But my ex is, two exes, Mike.
So you just assigned him a new name?
I just decided to just cut him out.
I'm just going to call
one
you
of them
Charlie.
Mike Ayers.
How old are you, Charlie, the producer?
26.
26.
Damn, you're young.
Yeah.
Shit. How old are you, Danny?
34.
Yeah.
How old are you,
Reno? I'm 46.
Ooh, daddy.
I'm 46.
So how do y'all deal with gay people like me? What do y'all look at me like is when you see people like me?
I love gay people,
dude,
man.
Me too.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. I have no judgment
whatsoever.
Why
do you love gay people?
Man, let me count the ways.
What do you love about it?
All right, for me, like, being somebody that moved, you know, so this is kind of trippy, you know. I moved here when I was 7 from the Ukraine, you know. We didn't have very many openly gay people in the Soviet Union, you know, at least that I fucking knew about. And when we moved here, we moved straight to West Hollywood. You know, which is the gay capital of the world, pretty much, right?
Yeah, I mean, that stretch of Santa Monica Boulevard, yeah, where Little Ukraine, whatever they call it, mm-hmm, is like pretty much the heart of where all those gay bars are, right?
Yeah. So I lived right there. And I mean, I had experiences when I was a kid, like I think I was like 7 or 8 years old, maybe 9 years old. And we were walking down the street and there was this guy that came, me and my neighbors would hang out, these two Russian kids, you know. And this guy came up to me and he goes, hey, what are you kids doing? You know, we're like, oh, we're just fucking playing. You know, we were like skateboarding, fucking, but just doing some dumb kid shit, you know? And he goes, hey, I got a bunch of toys over here, you know? We're like,
wait, excuse me. That guy was not gay. That guy was a pedophile.
He was a pedophile.
And there's a difference between a pedophile and a gay man.
So we walked down with to get where these toys were, and there was a long driveway, and the dude was just sitting there naked fucking playing with himself.
It's a pedophile.
Pedophile. But growing up there, you know, like growing up in West Hollywood, walking home from school, I would have guys trying to, you know, pick me up, who I guess also were pedophiles, you know?
Exactly.
They would try to pick me up. So from a young age, my mom was like I lived right there. When my parents split up, I lived at Kings Road in Santa Monica. Right there, right across the street from Hugo's, you know, in that weird little theater or whatever. And I remember on like a Pride weekend...
Hi, Mike.
Hello. I remember on Pride.
You had to take a break, lady. Yeah. And
rub one out.
He's like, I don't know what and you guys so what are talking
happened?
About.
An old bladder.
Beat it up.
So, and I was told, like, by, you know, somebody, they were like, you know, one of my family members, I'm not going to fucking put their names out there, were like, don't go out there, you know, this weekend. I was like 11. They were like, don't go outside or you'll catch the gay, you know? And I was like, what, you know? So, like, there was this weird, like, Russian fear tactics that were, like, imposed on me, you know? And kind of the older I got and the more really it kind of happened when I started, like, drinking and going out and partying, where I was like, fuck, like, first off, the gays dress amazing, you know?
And the gays bought you a lot of drinks, didn't they?
No, the gays just like to party. They just like to have a good time.
Do they give you drugs and party favors?
And they're fun. They're just fun. They listen to better music. Like, when you're going out and partying, they dress good. They always, like, after the first few times of them, like, testing the water a little, if you're like, nah, I love you guys, and you're cool, and you're fun, and I love being around you, and they realize that they're not going to flip you, then they have, like, this amazing collection of all their
girlfriends.
Well,
I haven't realized that yet about you.
The night's still young, like you said earlier. Young, yep. No, and you know what? It's funny because, like, the gay community always has had a lock on fashion, music, before anybody else is up on shit. Even, like, the most beautiful parts of the world, like my dad's from Naples, and right off Naples is the island of Capri, and, like, mm-hmm. you know, you go there and you, like, with my family, and you start talking about history and who's been there since when, and it was like all gay people that came there, like, settled, you know what I mean, and set up shop and dialed it all in, going back to, like, Caligula and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
oh, wow.
All that bizarre shit.
But don't you like the attention they gave you?
You know, for me, growing up.
You like the attention?
I just like attention, period. It don't matter who the fuck it's coming from.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Compliment's a compliment, baby.
But, yeah, I agree with Danny. I just have, when I moved to L.A., you know, and I was, you know, getting loaded, running around, running amok, having a good time. The gay people that I met were always just super fun to fucking be around and have, you know, just, it's just like, fucking, let's party. You know what I mean? And I'm the same way. So.
And what about you, Mike? What's your gay story? Besides Trump.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Because you're fascinated by his dick. Because I hear you were talking about his little dick all the time.
I don't know.
That's all you talk about is his little dick. I'm getting to wonder about you, Mike.
Trump's little dick.
You and Trump.
Yeah, me and Trump. Well, we're very close. My experience always, I don't know, like, I came from a fairly, I don't know, I mean, like, a part of the world where it wasn't, I never thought about it. It was never that much of a deal. You know, and then by the time I got to college and, like, you know, I don't know. I never really, like, I majored in theater for a while, you know.
And you didn't meet gay people in theater?
I did. That's what I'm saying. Like, I never really was never a weird thing for me. And I knew there were kids who I, like, went to high school with who were, like, could get aggro and weirded out about that shit.
Yeah.
You know,
I
went to an all-boy prep school.
When did you realize there were glory hoes?
I didn't know about glory hoes until, like, I think I might have just... I was aware of that, but probably in my...
How did you find out about glory hoes? Did you read about it, or someone told you?
That's a very good question. Because I would normally say, like, I don't know, the internet looking at porn, you know? But there was not that then.
When was your first thought of a glory hoe?
I would bet you, I can't say for sure, but I would bet you it was from renting video porn and seeing, like, the, you know, gals, some sort of a scenario
sucking
like
dick
that.
Through a hole.
Yeah.
Sucking dick through a hole.
Did that excite you, Michael?
I mean, I don't. Again, I can't tell you when. I'm trying to be as honest as I possibly can here.
What excited you?
That doesn't excite me right now. It makes me nervous. I have OCD.
Hell, I got a drill in my purse. I was getting ready to put a hole right in the table.
Hey, this motherfucker's dead too.
I have OCD, so the notion of that really,
yeah, you know what? It's kind of like
the living crap out of me. But I also think crazy things, like someone's going to chop it off and go run away with it down the street.
I was in rehab.
That happened.
Yeah, I was in rehab with a gay dude on the Inland Empire that was like running around Palm Springs. And I guess he told some story about the bookstore out there and how it was the fucking party central place to go get high and fuck and everything else.
Yeah,
and then some... You know, glory holes, and some dude got his dick cut off. And
some guy in Little Rock, Arkansas, someone stuck their dick to a glory hole in the Greyhound bus station, and someone actually took a hair, you know, those hat pins, the long ones, and stuck it.
Jesus Christ!
So his dick was stuck in the glory hole.
With
a pin.
With a
hat pin?
Oh, that's a harsh time.
God damn.
But you know, they closed all the glory holes down in Los Angeles. There's only one left.
Oh, where is that one at?
In my house. Yeah, they closed them all down.
That's funny. That shit used to be popping in the 80s.
Oh, it was the 80s and 90s, and then the cops just started closing all the adult theater stores. And I would go to, like, you know, to Venice Beach where all the bathrooms had glory hose in them, you know, along the beach.
Uh-huh.
Santa Monica, all the beach places had glory hose. And then I noticed that they had little patches over the top. I'm like, what the fuck is going on in here? Apparently, they took and put steel patches on them. And then I noticed they changed the wood doors to steel. I'm like, my doll's not going to work for this motherfucker.
Holy shit. I've seen that in bathrooms. I've seen that in public bathrooms.
With a plate?
Where there's like a plate.
Yeah.
And I figured, like, what happened? Somebody got shot or something?
Yeah, but you know.
What an asshole.
Those kind of drills are $200 to have to go through that steel shit. I don't need a dick that bad, honey.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone and cut a hole to make a glory hole?
No, but I've always thought that the gay guys that did that are very creative. Sit there and have to chisel a fucking hole.
Yeah, bless those motherfuckers.
With the glory holes, I have a question because I never experienced one, and apparently there's only one left in L.A. But
yeah.
Well, you can experience it tonight, baby.
So would you have to pay for a glory hole, or was it just like a...
No, you just go in there, stick your dick in, and who's ever on the other side, they give you a blowjob. Wow. Unless they bite
your
dick
off. God bless the gay community.
There's not a chance in hell. It's just on.
So to answer your question,
without being a nervous wreck,
I love the gays. I think that it's like, you know, like especially like the older gays that have lived through a lot, like a lot of the shit, you know, the hate crimes and the stuff that went on and like to get to where they're at. Like, I think it's amazing. I think we live in one of the, like, I love L.A. It's one of the greatest fucking cities in the world.
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
It's absolutely. My favorite
city. I just got hit in the head by a bottle. What do you mean? It's horrible.
Oh, you just got hit in the head.
Wait, what do you mean?
On Fairfax and Melrose. I was getting ready to catch a bus and meet kids from Fairfax High School. It was a bunch of black boys and a bunch of, yeah, it was black boys. And they fucking, I was walking down the street and they hit me in the back of the head with a bottle. Called me a faggot.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Then I turned around and they threw ice on me.
Ugh.
And then I looked at him. I said, And then I walked a half a block down. And I said, you know what? I'm not taking this fucking shit. And I had my purse with me. So I came back and I put my hand in the purse like I had a gun in it. And I came up to him. I said, which one of you motherfuckers hit me in the head with that goddamn bottle? I said, because you're going to pay, motherfucker. And then I put my hand down in my purse, and they started screaming and running. that faggot's got a fucking gun. And I started chasing three of them onto the bus, and I kill you motherfucking little bitches. I called them bitches.
Yeah.
And they were screaming for their life, honey.
Good for you.
But still, yet afterwards, it's like, you know, you call the cops, they don't show up. They don't care. You call them and say, look, I just got assaulted. They called me a faggot. And the cops are like, yeah, we'll be there in 2 days. And they never come.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it happens,
man,
all the time.
Ugh.
But I'm a very strong gay guy, and I can protect myself because I'm street smart. But there's a lot of gay men that absolutely, they get beat up. They get killed. It's horrible.
That's terrible.
And it's still going on. And since Trump became president, the hate crimes in the gay community has soared. It's just unbelievable.
That's terrible.
The amount of crime that is going on against gay people since he became president with all his bigotry. So it's like, you know, he is the worst thing for the gay community. Believe me, he's the worst thing for any minority, for anyone being gay, anyone in minorities, Jewish people. Look at all the attacks on the Jews. Look at all the attacks that are going on across America since he became president. It's like the KKK and Trump and the hatred of minorities. And it's horrible. We got to get rid of that motherfucker.
Amen. Amen.
Just gave the nation's highest honor to a guy who has consistently made over the course of his career like misogynistic, homophobic,
Rush Limbaugh,
xenophobic, you know, call
racist,
say horrible things to people who. Of color and just
well,
crazy.
You can tell him when you know when the Ku Klux Klan all stand in one corner,
like, and that's the president. Like that's what the, that's what he's saying. He's saying that to the United States. He's saying that I don't care. That's it. I don't care.
Yeah.
When you know the Ku Klux Klan stand with their white robes, you can tell Rush Limbaugh's in the crowd when he got the presidential medallion around him.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Rush.
Yeah, that's true. Right? Yeah,
that's Rush.
If there's a good message, you know, fuck, just, if we could end this on one note,
yeah,
just fucking vote.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like if fucking degenerates like us could fucking get out there
and
vote,
kidding.
You know,
yeah,
fuck.
Man. No kidding, they're sending me
you
stuff
no
asking me
excuse.
To vote.
Excuse.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
No excuse, you know, I mean, fuck.
I gave Bernie $12 more today. For some reason, it's this approach with the campaign. I mean, maybe it is super effective. I hope it totally is. But you know, you get the email from Faez and just it makes me laugh because all I can picture is like Bernie just
look
just
at the similarities. Look
Bernie
at the similarities.
Smoking crack.
Look at
just
the
idea of just being like, Michael, I want to be very clear. Just like, I need another $12. Like, dude, just ask me for the whole thing. Like, how much is this going to take?
Thank you for your contribution.
But,
we need another $2.75.
We need another $48.
Mike, look who's running against Trump. You have the white national Trump. You have a gay man. You have a Jewish man. You have a Jewish man.
Bernie.
You have
man.
Two
man.
Women. And one a minority.
I think it's all going to change. Yeah. It's all going to change this November. Absolutely.
I don't think so. I think he's going to win again.
Or we're all going to die. One of the two. Fuck.
I mean, neither. But still, let's hope. Let's hope.
Yeah, yeah. You got to stay in optimism and positivity. Yeah. You know what I mean? That
I'm buying
hey,
a
well,
fucking
the
gun.
Day,
hey, I'm a hillbilly from the
we
Ozarks.
We didn't ask another question just to wrap it to
it. Wait, at the end of the day.
You go. I'm sorry.
The change comes from within. Let's not forget. You know,
oh, fuck yeah. Get a gun. Buy a gun.
Oh, I got a gun already. Oh,
changed my ass.
I got to ask one question. You ever do PCP?
What's that?
What?
Oh,
Angel
yeah, I did
does.
It one time.
PCP, yeah?
I did it one time.
And what?
I think I did it with you back in the 90s. You don't remember me. I
you
was
calling
Delilah
yourself
then.
Philip back then, though.
Yeah, Philip. That was it. Philip.
But your name wasn't.
That'd be perfect.
Your name wasn't Mike that night. You had a different name.
Exactly.
Josiah.
What was it like? What was
it's
it?
Horrible.
I know, but I mean, just tell
fucking
us the
story horrible.
If you would be if you would, because it's
well,
a question we ask two questions to every guest. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a ghost? Have you ever taken PCP?
Well, I smoked it.
Mm-hmm. Nice. As you
on
do.
A joint.
Yeah.
It was in New Orleans. I was in a park. Tulane University has a park across the street from it. Beautiful park. I smoked it with this guy. He was a heroin addict. And, you know, I was young, in my 20s. I was trying everything. And all of a sudden, everything started melting. I was looking at the sky, and everything started melting. The sky was melting. The trees were melting. He was melting. The grass was melting. I was melting, and I was melting into the ground. And I was telling him, everything's melting. I'm freaking out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Everything's melting. Oh, my God. It's like I started disappearing into the ground, into like candle wax, everything. And he's telling me I was having a bad trip. I said, do you think? I was freaking the fuck out. And then finally it stopped. And I said, oh, my God, this fucking shit is horrible. And then I ran down the street. I started running down the street. And all of a sudden, I'd be like, I'd see you like three blocks away. And within a second, you were right in my face. And I would scream. I go, ah! I mean, you would just like come. And I go, ah! And I was running down the street. And I was like, ah! Because I'd see like people four blocks. And within a second, they're in front of me. And this voice said, run up, kill yourself, run into a car, shit. Kill yourself, run into a car, kill yourself, run into a car. And I just ran to my friend's house. I told her, I think I smoked angel dust, PCB, I don't know what the fuck it was. She said, you're having a bad trip. You need some tea. And so she helped me get down out of that. And after that shit, you can have that. Fucking shit, honey. I don't know. Fuck you. Oh no, honey. I don't smoke anything that I think has been laced at all.
Well, yeah, that's wild. It is.
Yeah. All right, well shit. That is another episode.
So the Glory Hole's open. We're through tonight. And I'll tell you where the Glory Hole is. I'm a senior citizen all alone. I'll be open. The Glory Hole opens from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock. It used to open till 2, but I'm senior now, so it's closing down early.
Will you get some complimentary tapioca pudding when you come over there for a blowjob?
That, no, honey. I'm a senior citizen. I don't cook shit. I put it in the microwave.
Well, special thanks to the fabulous Miss Elliott for telling her story, story.
Thank you so much.
Well, that was a little bit of my story. I enjoyed being with you, Mike, or was it Dan or Don? What was it this week?
My name's Don. Billy.
Well, if I see you on the corner and you tell me your name's Mike, I'm not going to believe you.
All right, no.
And Reno, yes, Reno, you're one hot daddy. I wouldn't mind going to prison with you,
baby. Oh, that's very sweet.
We would be one happy fucking family up in that cell, and I make sure you had steak sandwiches every night, baby. And
atta girl, that's a good, that's a good
sticking
girl.
Sticking my ass out that fucking jail cell, and then Danny, God love those uncut cocks, European uncut cock, honey. And I know that your girlfriends were happy. They tell me how happy they were with it, but I don't know why you keep leaving them.
You selfish bastard.
Yeah. God bless America, and let's get rid of that fucking dump Trump.
Amen. Amen. All right.
Yeah, there it is. Thanks for listening. Yeah, we'll
thanks,
see you
Reno,
soon.
For coming on to guest host.
Thanks for having us, always, guys. Appreciate it.
Elliot, thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you guys at home for listening. Like and subscribe. Leave a review. As many stars as you think, just as long as it's 5 or above.
Yes.
If you got any questions, jam us up on Instagram. Send us a message. Our Instagram account is @ It is all bad. We got a YouTube channel. I think you just look up It's All Bad Podcast. You can see the video from tonight. And
when
we're going to
start a porn channel.
Yeah.
We could use this table right here.
We're working on it also.
Me and the producer could have our first
scene
video tonight.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
That's right. And if you want to be on the show, we're also, you know, people are reaching out to Charlie and like we had recently, a fellow who was on, you know, had listened and wanted to come on the show. So please reach out to us.
Hey, shout out to Caffeine Santa, who found me on Instagram after listening to one of our episodes.
No way.
And sent me 2 pounds of free coffee from Portland, Oregon.
Shut the fuck up.
Fucking
I swear to God.
Where's my free coffee?
What the fuck happened? I haven't done anything.
Honey, I'd buy you a coffee plantation.
Now that the gifts are being given out, Mike's off the table.
I've got a bunch of coffee, though. Cafe Pecori coffee.
That's
Cafe
good.
Cafe Pecori, yeah.
Nice.
It was nice. So good stuff. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So we're working on getting some cool stuff going. Maybe like a call in, maybe an episode where we have people call in and tell their stories.
Oh yeah, that'd be fun.
Which will be fun. Yeah,
and we're gonna be making some little treats.
We got some merch coming. Those
Merch.
I'm gonna give my own plug.
Yeah.
Anton ordered the Russian Danny Hollywood drug dealer shirts. I believe they're being made today or tomorrow.
Oh,
so
beautiful.
Caltrans orange.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
we got we're going to be shooting the lookbook outside of Bart Beverly, the methadone clinic.
Oh, well, you should have a picture of a pedophile chasing you down the street on that t-shirt.
I know that it was a very vivid story. The long driveway and the guy jacking off.
Yeah, that'd be perfect with the back of the shirt. When I was young in West Hollywood and the pedophiles chased us. Yeah, honey.
All right, y'all.
Thank you so much. Right. Thanks, guys.
Good night, everyone. We'll be right back.